Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. That's the Stones bringing us back. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Rob Grady is our guest, G-R-E-D-E. RobGrady.com, is that right, Rob?
That's correct, RobertGrady.com.
RobertGrady.com. Check it out. That's where you can find your book, right?
That's where you can find all my books.
Naked Marketing, Rebuilding the Brand, what else?
Five Strategies Every Business Needs, a fictional book, a historical fiction. There's a number of books there.
All right, so check all that out at robertgrady.com. Rob is one of our top marketing experts in the Brain Trust. He's been with us now for a long time. Rob, we talked in the previous segment about the importance of going to being an attendee at your industry trade group. But now let's talk about being an exhibitor, because that opens up the world, because you can be an exhibitor at your trade group or you can be an exhibitor at your customers' trade groups, right?
You always want to be wherever your customers are, so both are options. And the biggest issue is, and I find this with my clients all the time, is they put these dollars aside to attend or to exhibit at a trade show. And then they come back and say, well, I was kind of wishing, you know, we didn't have as many visitors as we wanted. Nobody showed up. We didn't talk to the right people. People just drop by and want something for free. And then they walk on their way, and they're not people that we want to talk to anyway. And I constantly harp on the idea that for every dollar you spend going to the show, and that includes your exhibit and the square footage and that you're paying for and the travel expenses and the hotels and everything, you need to be spending the same dollar amount promoting yourself at the show. So there's two ways to do that. Before you ever get to the show, you need to let your customers know you're going to be there,
right,
and try and attract them to your booth, and we'll talk about ways to do that. And then once you're at the show, you've got to make sure that you've got eye appeal. I call it eye appeal. You've got to have colorful displays, blinking lights, anything that moves. Just a revolving platform.
We found a scrolling banner one time, and we sent them our artwork, and they put it on the banner, and it just literally rolled. It was like this long scroll. It's like a 5-foot scroll that rolled, and people just went nuts over that. It helped us because it told our story, but it was amazing how many people stopped and said, "Where can I get one of those?"
So yeah,
there's no telling how many we sold, but it just caught people's eye.
Yep. One of my favorite things is putting up a big sign in bold letters across the front of your booth that asks some kind of provocative question.
Right.
How many tons of sand does it take to forge one, you know, Acme compression tank or
right,
something like whatever your product might be, you know,
right,
those sorts of things. How many stitches went into this model's uniforms? I used to operate on a uniform manufacturing company. So we had that big question across there, and unbelievable how many people would stop by, fill out a little card, of course, with
right,
their name, contact.
People will do that. They'll drop your card. Put a card bowl out there. They'll drop it in even if you don't give them candy. They'll drop it in there.
Just put a little bowl out there and say, drop your business card in here with your answer to our question, and we're going to have a drawing later in the day and that sort of thing, and they can win a prize. Make it a substantial prize. You know, you can buy a colored TV these days for a couple hundred bucks.
Right.
Give away something that people are actually going to want to fill out a business card for. I'm a big
right,
proponent of that, just to get people.
Absolutely.
There are the things that you do to get people to even come to the show in the first place. Mailing your customers in advance, and one of my favorites, of course, is sending them a key. Everybody loves a key. And you come to the trade show with this key in your pocket, and you go to the trade show, come to booth 73 and see if your key opens the magic box or
right,
opens
right,
such
right,
and such a door or something. And if it does, you win a prize. And, of course, you send out 1,000 keys, and only one of them actually wins the barbecue set or whatever it might be. always make your prize something substantial that they're going to at least going to walk to your booth to receive. And everybody that has a key that actually shows up at your booth should get something. So you always want to have like a consolation prize.
Right. We've done that a number of times. There's a couple of other things I want to recommend people do. When you're at your booth, I don't like it when people come out and get me out of the aisle. But if you can see the name on their badge, say, "Hey Jim, how's it going?" And if they say fine and walk on, then let them walk on. But they might turn and come in and talk to you. But don't hawk them. Don't go out and hawk them in the middle of the aisle. And here's one other thing. This always bugs me, and I just need to say this, Rob. I was at a trade show exhibiting last year, and there was this group across the aisle nobody'd ever heard of, and they would come over, and people would be standing looking at my booth. And I hadn't, if somebody stops and looks at your booth, you give them a second before you talk to them, right? You kind of let them absorb it a little bit. I had those people would come over and tap those people on the shoulder and turn them around and pull them over to their booth. Folks, it's called poaching. It's not a good idea. It's bad form. Don't do that.
A lot of times people will do anything just to get the attention of potential customers.
But no, but you know what? Everybody around us, we basically ban those guys. We turn them in. We turn them in. They won't get invited back. There's a way to behave. You got to behave a certain way. But make sure you go. Hey, Robert, give me the website again, please.
Robert Grady, G-R-E-D-E, robertgrady.com.
And you got some information on this on your website, too, don't you?
I do. As a matter of fact, there's a whole list of do's and don'ts on the website.
Check it out. Thanks, Rob. Thanks, Rob, for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.